There we go. So in light of all, so I'll restate that since we're recording now. So this is, today is Thursday, August 18th, 2016, and this is our group Q&A call. And so in terms of our training today, what I want us to do is kind of brainstorm with each other and mastermind with each other on ways that we handle fitting in those things that have to be done when life gets so busy. So Jessica was sharing about how it's busy with her big event that's coming up, and but yet there's a new client that needs some things, and the timing just really sucks, but she knows that both have to be done. Karen has the poetry launch that's coming up next week with her book, as well as the new packages and all of that that she's trying to juggle, in addition to the consistent things that she continues to do, like doing the videos each week and the worksheets and still putting the time in to get on this call. I'm so proud of you all for making the time to be on this call today. And Stacy, just finishing, you know, three major events and photo shoots and new updates to the website and all those things that you're doing. And so, you know, when all this happens, life still has to happen. The regularness of the business has to happen. And I was sharing with Karen before you all got on the call that that's kind of been my struggle lately. It's like there's all of the busyness going on, you know, just from the business growing. And it's great that the kids are now back in school. And I would love to just rush right in and just, oh, the kids are in school. Now I can be ultra focused. But I'm finding that hard yesterday and today because I feel like I've been running so much, and I feel like everything's just out of order. The kitchen's out of order. The living room's out of order. The office is out of order. And I should be able to move forward and just ultra focus and get focused on things, but my body just really is feeling like, you know what, I need a darn break, you know? So I allowed myself to have that break yesterday and again a little bit today and just to do the meetings that were on my calendar, but not to really push. And then I know that's going to mean that later tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to have to get ultra focused on the deliverables I have for a couple of the nonprofits because they have some pretty big things coming up. So as well as deliverables for my own business, because I have to fit that in too. So, it, you know, it just made me think, as I was struggling with my own stuff and then thinking about how you all are struggling with similar things, that a good training for today could be letting everybody share how they're managing that and what they're doing to move through it. And I loved Jess's response before, you know, where she was sharing kind of the approach after she had done some praying. Should she take this client on because the timing really sucks, or should she not? And what she had come to. It was a great response that I had shared. I think, you know, God had needed me to hear the same things he needed her to hear. So so that was really good. So now that I've kind of laid that out and prefaced that, what I want to do is let each of you have a chance, and right, I can see who keeps coming on the calls at this time, which is good. So right now we have Karen and Jess and Stacy. At some point we should have Michelle and Marissa hopping on too. So which of the three of you wants to go first and kind of share what gets you through that or any related questions in that space that, that you want us to talk about?
I'll start.
Great.
Hello.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Well, for me, I don't know if I have arrived at the best answer for myself, but as Michelle was stated, last week was crazy. I just had every day I had something. And for about a month prior to that, you know, I just had a lot of things going on. So this week, I scheduled absolutely nothing or very, very little. I mean, I have this call and a regular leads group meeting that I happen to be president of, so I kind of got to do that. And I may or may not go to WESOS tomorrow, but generally, you know, I just didn't schedule anything. However, next week is going to be another busy week. So I'm trying to just schedule fewer things or group them together. I rather, yeah, busy weeks are a little bit crazy, but I'd rather have, if I have to schedule things, I'd rather do them clumped together and to be able to take some days off to just do stuff in the office or, I don't know, just to do whatever else I had been neglecting by going to all these events and meetings, et cetera. At the same time, I have been cutting down on networking. I've been cutting things out over the last few weeks. Like, for example, WESOS was something that I did. I was doing four times a month. I was going to Bolingbrook twice, Chicago once, and Orlando once. So now I've decided I'm just going to do two WESOS meetings. I'm going to do fewer vendor events. So to make my life less hectic, I'm doing less, and things that I do, I'm trying to kind of clump them together so that I can have days in which I can just focus on client stuff, or I can just, you know, do stuff around the house or do stuff with the family.
That's great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Who wants to? Looks like Marissa joined us. Karen,
I did.
How are you, Marissa?
I am good. Thank you for asking. Sorry I'm late.
Yeah, it's been one of those days. Michelle Husick should still be joining us. And Jess and Stacy got on just a bit ago as well. We're talking about the way we handle multiple things that we have to juggle and giving each other ideas and tips. And so Karen and Jess, one of you can go next, and afterwards I'm sure Marissa will have some thoughts that will come up. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Great.
For me, it's kind of been that feeling of overwhelm. My mind is constantly running with all the things that I need to be getting done or, coordinating or whatever. And it's like there's more things bubbling up. And so I feel like I have many things that are in flux, I guess I would say. Like, I had a client yesterday that bought my first 6 month wellness bundle, but I couldn't, my thought is, which we talked about at the mastermind, when we met at the beginning of the month, is to actually have all those items that they get in that wellness bundle and kind of gift that to them for signing up for the wellness bundle. Well, I don't have that. I don't have the pieces. I don't even have a picture of all those pieces together. So it's like, well, you're going to be getting these things, and then there's the automation piece, and like having things that are going to come out to support those items that are part of the wellness bundle. And then I've got this whole thing that has spawned with the eye pillows with children, and that's taking on a life of its own. And then I've got the book launch, and then so it's like there's so many things that are kind of overlapping and intersecting, and I haven't plugged into Trello as a tool to see that as a tool to help create less overwhelm, I guess I would say. So I guess in a nutshell, that's kind of where I'm at. I still keep holding so much in my head and in my body that's on the to-do list, like my activity list or whatever. So I don't know whether that helps or not, but it's I sort of crash when, it gets into the evening and stuff. It's like, well, yeah, I could be going on my laptop and doing more, but I pretty much just crash. That's about it. Sometimes I'll sleep for a couple hours, and then I get up at 11, and I'll work for an hour or two at 11 and then go to bed.
Wow. That's great. Thank you for sharing. Jess, what about you?
I think I'm just struggling with just maintaining good work-life balance. That's just like a big focus for me right now because I just haven't had that most of my life, and it's led to my demise. So if I'm going back into business for myself, I need from the get-go as I develop this thing, figure out how to work into it and be able to work out of it. And as I fixated on this event, and I mean, God blessing it and lots of favor and not a lot of worry, but just a lot of things to do. I'm managing that pretty well. I'm not anxious or anything like that, but just the sheer number of hours that I'm putting in, I find myself, oh, I'm not going to work out because I need to get on this call, or I'm not going to make this healthy dish because I don't have time, or I'm going to eat this granola bar or shake again because I don't want to gain weight, but, you know, I don't have time to feed my family. I look around. My house has been really clean for a while, but, you know, the laundry's piling up a little bit, you know, in the last week. My husband came up early today to go to the grocery store in between meetings, and he offered to do that, and he knows I would have, but he wanted to help me. So I know God is using him in a great way to support me because there is so many hours in the day, and a lot of this is startup. You know, and just continue. I'm not cutting out my prayer time. That's, you know, I start my day that way because that's the only way I can then move forward to figure out what I really do need to accomplish. And, you know, I guess overall I am doing an okay job, but obviously there's room for improvement. And then, you know, God is starting to bless me with some new clients or prospect clients, maybe, again, not high paying, but at least paying versus volunteering all my services and just figuring out how I'm going to fit those people in so that they feel valued. Versus, you know, I'm doing this event, I'll talk to you after the event. You know, that's not what I want to do. But at the same time, they know I'm working on the event and that my time's limited. I've picked up 3 new clients this week. So,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, so thank you. So, you know, I told 2 of them I'm going to do work primarily after the block party, but the one is a job that has to be done simultaneous to the block party. And, you know, sometimes you can really underestimate the amount of hours you're going to put into something when you haven't done it before, right? We all know that. So it's you trying to balance, well, I think this is going to take me 5 hours, but it could take me 10, you know? So, and not frustrating myself, my family, and getting behind with the block party because of that. So I think it's going to force me to be more efficient.
How many new clients have you signed on?
3 this week.
That's awesome. That's very awesome. I thought I heard you say 30, and I had a heart attack over here. How the heck did she sign on 30 new clients? When did she start the new program I didn't think about? And then I figured you probably had to say something that wasn't 30.
Yeah. And then, but like several other prospects, I've literally gone 2 to 3 places a day for a block party, but in every instance, and this is what's so cool when you're in your passion and genius zone, in every instance, they want to know what I do and want to have another meeting. So clarity calls scheduled for 3 others, you know, like literally, you know, one of the artists, I'm going to be doing all of her booking. So that wasn't even an offering I thought I was going to ask, but she's going to give me a percentage of her booking because she doesn't want to deal with that. And that's a good way to really build trust with someone and, you know, learn their business is by doing their booking. So a lot of cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's very awesome. I'm very proud of you. And think back to Marissa. Remember when you guys were doing the conversation back and forth that we were practicing, not this last mastermind, but the one before. And,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and Jess was talking about the calls that she needed to make, and now to see those actually having come to fruition and continuing to happen despite the busyness, what a perfect example. And, yeah, I mean, some things have had to drop a little, and God's using your husband to come support you. I mean, that's such a great thing. And, I think that's sometimes the hardest thing, I don't know, as women, that it's like we feel like we have to do it all. And so it's like everything, you know, especially during startup, like you said, Jess, we underestimate time. It ends up taking longer. It does take a lot of time. And, Stacey, you've probably been doing, well, you have been doing your business the longest out of all of us on the call here. And so I wouldn't necessarily call you startup by any means, but you're doing so many new things that you're
right.
Experiencing startup type frustrations. And in those things, they take us extra time to develop those websites, develop all those things that go along with the new packages and all the new stuff and the offerings that come up that we didn't even anticipate. And yeah, you know, we might have to have a shake instead of the nice meal we wanted to make, but at least we're having the shake and we're not going through McDonald's. I've been doing that a lot lately. So yeah, celebrating the the small wins and managing and keeping it going. So I am so excited for you with the three new clients. That's awesome. Very, very awesome. And Karen, I don't know if everybody picked up on what Karen said. She sold one of her large packages as well yesterday,
awesome.
Another
Woo!
Huge celebration. So,
congratulations.
That is awesome.
Both of you.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very cool. Marissa, anything that you want to add?
In regards to?
Tips, like with all the kind of way that we had prefaced this was that there's so much that we all have going on in addition to, but then there's still stuff that comes in we have to deal with. So like you went and spoke the other day, despite all the other things that you're juggling, and any like little tips and tricks that you've been using to manage it all that might be helpful for other people.
The one thing that I started doing and I need to do more of because it seems to be working fairly well for me, and I've only started this last couple of weeks, is that in the morning I write down in my notebook, I have a new book, a new planner, what I'm supposed to do, and it's helping. I'm believing it's going to help even more. For you all that don't know, I have been in a topsy-turvy. I all of a sudden had to find a place to live. I won't go into the details. And then when I found a place to live, it didn't turn out. I wasn't able to move in as soon as I wanted to. But thank God I moved in yesterday, so yay. So that's why I haven't done everything that's always on my list, because that always took priority, getting that stuff together. But really, really, really taking time in the morning to plan my day makes it go much better. Even if I don't do everything, at least it is helping me see where I need to go. And then it's also making me acutely aware of what I need to focus more on. Because if I'm not getting my big stuff done 2, 3, 4 days, I need to really reevaluate what I'm spending my time on.
That's awesome. Very awesome.
So,
cool.
That's it. My big win is I moved into my house.
Are you going to have to move one more time?
No, this is it. This is
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so huge celebration for you, too. Wonderful.
Yay.
Awesome.
I am in my place. Now I just have to unpack.
Awesome.
Isn't it just kind of a, you know, what's amazing to me is as I sit and listen to all of this, you know, the five of us, six of us, whatever, just like it's almost like there's this synergy. There's so much stuff happening. There's such an acceleration of ideas and action and everything. It just kind of boggles my mind a little bit. It just kind of really awesome.
That is a really good point, Karen. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that happens when people come together as a group, as a tribe, as a shared positive energy. It can't help but continue to flow into each other and continue to see the great results it's seeing. So, yeah, that's very, very good point. Good observation. Very, very good. Awesome. Well, let's shift into the mastermind questions. Anyone, like, dying to go first with our mastermind, the Q&A questions? Anyone dying to go first in terms of their question?
I mean, I'll go first with mine just to knock it out.
All right.
The question that I had submitted was really around kind of my wellness packages. I mean, I've sort of formulated and put it into a format, although I think I need to create some kind of a trifold brochure with that information in it. I think that's the delivery that I need to have. But the other piece of it I'm trying to discern is how much legalese do I need to include in those plans, like investment policies or money back or whatever. I don't want it to get to be a legal document, but yet I want to be clear with people as much as possible so that there's a clear understanding of, you know, kind of what we're really agreeing to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that kind of stuff's really important, but you don't want it in your initial pieces. So you have marketing and you have contractual CYA stuff, cover your AFFF stuff. So you don't want it in your marketing materials. You want it to come later. So once they've officially said yes and they're signing, that's when you want to give them a client agreement, and that's where you want to have the information in there as well as go over that with them. So, you know, letting them know that if you cancel, I am going to need this much notice. I'm thinking back to, because I know that you've gone, Karen, you've gone and seen Dr. E, and this would be similar to any doctor, you know, in terms of anyone, you know, else on the call and listening to the recording. But when we just went the other day with Scott, and I went with Zach earlier the same week. So, you know, you come to the office, and we had already, like, seen all of her marketing, for lack of a better word, not that she has lots of marketing out there, but I had already made the decision based on what she presented that we were going to see her. And then when we walked into the office, the clipboard was there. And the clipboard had the form for me to fill out with my information, and it then had her policies that you need at least 24 hours notice to cancel and, you know, those sorts of things. So that was all there, and I give permission for a photo release. And so that, you know, that was in those as well. And so since somebody's coming to you for massage, it could be when they come to their very first massage appointment that you take, like, an extra 10 minutes to go over that stuff. I know when I've gone for a first massage before with someone from WESOS, I want to say it might have been Tina Giesen way back when, Karen, but when I first went to her first massage, she had kind of sat down and went through, like, here's my policies, and if you, you know, for future appointments, if you need to cancel, here's this. And I wasn't doing any sort of package at the time, but she did give me the different options and ask questions in that first initial client meeting. So that might work well for you. The other thing that you can do if they're paying online for it as opposed to in person, and this would kind of apply to others as well, is it's just through the online purchase process. You know, like Jessica, if you were doing the same thing with your clients, you know, once they say yes and they purchase, they have to, you know, here's the whole sheet of agreement. And you guys all had to go through the process with me of the electronic contract. So, and I'm actually in the process of updating mine because I'm not 100% happy with it. It does have a lot. I want to cut it down a little, but I also want to make sure it has what's needed in there. So that's actually on my project list. But the point being that it can be done electronically. And it could be as simple as a Word document. The way that I did it through HelloSign, it's actually like a $10 a month thing. And, you know, people are able to then sign electronically. Before I started doing the $10 a month, there was the problem that I would forget to have people sign contract. And then I would come into the situation where somebody all of a sudden, now they're not able to continue anymore, or they don't want to continue, or they thought they were getting something else than they actually were getting. So, and then it would end, and stuff wasn't necessarily in writing to protect me in the right way. So that was one of the things I knew I had to do investment-wise for that $10 a month to make sure it always gets signed right away, and people are always aware of those things. That being said, I don't necessarily take the time to go over that with people right now. So one of the things I'm building into my process is an initial kind of phone call to where once they do sign up, I can take time to just get on a 15-minute call with them, see if they have any questions, remind them about the videos and how that all goes, walk them through the membership site, make sure they know how to use all that kind of stuff and that they have a great welcome and orientation, and then kind of go over policies then too, because I think that will really help retention-wise, and it will help with their understanding and then remind them of the things that they signed in the contract. Because the other thing I'm noticing is they go through and they have to initial in certain places and X in certain places, and some of them aren't being done in the ways that they should. So, like, they're skipping a question or not initialing something that should have been initialed. So that one-on-one experience part of it makes it helpful, too. Does that help, Karen?
Yeah, it does, and I guess it goes back to just the idea of, you know, kind of treating it like a business, but formalizing the systems and the processes more.
Exactly.
And that's overwhelming.
Yeah, it is overwhelming, and I think, you know, especially when there's all the different pieces to the puzzle, you know, it's like, oh, here's this great idea that I want to do, and then, oh, great, but I can't just do that great idea. I have to have it on my website, and I have to let people be able to sign up for it, and I have to have a contract for it, and I have to have this. So it's all the other stuff that goes with it that creates that overwhelm that is there. But so what I try to, the other reason that I'll be looking at my contracts again too is because every time I revisit it, I try to get it to where it can be one contract for all my programs. And sometimes that can be a good thing, sometimes it can be a bad thing. So because I don't want my clients, for instance, in the premise of this program, if someone signed up for the coaching club right away, and now they add on a group coaching call, I don't want them to now have to sign a whole other thing about the coaching calls and know about that. So it's like, okay, how can that be in the initial one, even though they didn't necessarily sign up for that? Or how do they, you know, the first time, or like photo releases, like, you know, when you guys first came, you signed a paper the first time about the photo releases. Then you don't sign it every time. So, like, I guess my point in bringing all that up is the more you can kind of think in an overall arching way about getting things to work so that it's simplified, even if they are signing something twice, that's not as bad as you having three different documents, you know? So I've seen, like, I think Heidi may have hers in a way where there's, like, all of her different options, and then you simply check the one that you're using. So, okay, I'm signing up for this program. And so the policies all relate to the three different programs that are described on the sheet, but you only put a check mark next to the one that you're doing. And then later, if you come back and you add one, you could simply initial that you're adding another thing and come back to the same contract. So that sometimes could, so I guess, you know, the more the contract can be streamlined to apply universally, the better. And the more you don't have one set of rules for this program that you offer and another set of rules for this program that you offer, but your rules are always universal. Like, for instance, if it's always you need 24 hours notice to cancel, or you can't reschedule twice, then the third time, sorry, you can't reschedule anymore. You're just going to lose it. That should be universal regardless of what you're doing. So in my situation, whether someone does that in a coaching call in the coaching club, or whether someone does it in a coaching call on a package that they bought or something like that, it's the same policy. So then it becomes less confusing for you, and the contract is easier to work with too. Does that make sense?
It does. It does, yeah.
Good.
I just have to sort of fall through that and, you know, make it, you know, start putting some pieces in place, I guess.
Yeah, and where I started with and where I usually guide clients to start with in this is to look at other people's contracts. So, like, when I was updating mine, I said, hey, Heidi, can I have a copy of your contract? You know, I looked at contracts of other people I've seen before who have similar things. My actual original contract came from IIN, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and they give a sample to all their students. So I used that to kind of mock mine when I had seen that from one of their students. So I used that kind of as a model, and then I looked at others that were similar. So I would, just like we researched competition in your marketing plan, I would, in the same way, go to the different competitors and see what their contracts are like, or even Google search, you know, massage contracts, and see what's
do
in
want,
there. And see
do
what
you want
things.
To see a Massage Envy contract? I probably have mine.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll find it.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that's the best way to do it, just to look at those things. And then once you have them, do you have Legal Shield or anything like that, Karen?
Yes, I do.
So then once you have it, contact Legal Shield, and they'll look at it as part of your Legal Shield contract. And then they'll get on the phone and give you any suggestions.
Okay. Okay.
And have me look at it in one of our calls before you go to Legal Shield, too.
Okay.
That'll
perfect.
Save you time with them. All right? You're
okay,
welcome.
Great.
You're welcome. Who has the next question? All right, so there's no questions or no one wants to go next? Are we ready to end the call?
Questions. I don't have any questions.
Jess doesn't have questions today?
I don't have any questions.
Marissa doesn't have questions. Stacey, you got a question?
No, I don't have any questions either.
Well, Stacey, we want to be effective.
Yes.
What?
What was that,
Jeff? No, that was Marissa. What does that mean?
No, I just meant we're all really busy, and, like, I don't want to, like, I mean, I'm here for any, you know, I all I can think about is all the million things I have to do. So this is where my brain is going right now.
Yeah, so what you're trying to say, Jess, is that no one wants to, like, ask questions just to ask questions. And
right.
if there aren't questions,
that's
let's not, yeah. Yeah, that's what you were trying to say. That's what I thought you were trying to say, too, but I was wondering, so I'm glad you asked for clarification, Marissa. I'm just scrolling through the Facebook group quick to see if there's any sorts of things that came up that would be good. Stacey, tell us about the lemonade stand. How did that turn out? And how did you feel about how it turned out?
Well, it was very successful in this. We raised between the 2 days around, I think, a little bit more than $600. My goal was $1,000, but we raised between $600 and $700. However, I do expect more donations to come in. So it was quite successful. I was a little bit panicked in a couple of days beforehand because I had planned so many other events that I didn't really have the opportunity to focus on this event, this fundraiser, the way I wanted to. But thankfully, everything worked out well. The first day, we had 12 kids who came to volunteer. So that was fantastic.
Woo-hoo!
We had lemonade. We had, you know, cookies. So I think the first day was $218. And then the first day was at North Star Credit Union. The second day was at Heritage Harley-Davidson and Lyle. We had two kids who volunteered, including Karen's not-so-shy grandson, AJ, we raised on that day, it was over $300, and then I had some online donations. So, I mean, the kids seemed to have fun. The first day, we had kids that were as young as 3 years old, and they were all well-behaved. They sang, they, like, you know, poured lemonade, hand out cookies, smiled, you know. I mean, they were just great. So it was great. I do have you know, the draft of the note cards, which I will be selling to continue to raise money for this organization. So those
I saw that. That's what made me think to ask. That turned out really cute.
Yeah, I'm excited about them. September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So I will have these up for, you know, I'll start marketing these probably within next week, but no later than September 1st. So,
have you shown them the card, Jack? Because I know you were working with them, right?
Who?
Alex
Lemonade Stand?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. There are a couple of tweaks that I want to make to them, and I'll probably send them my email probably on Monday.
Because if with the whole focus that month that way and what you did with your fundraiser and stuff like that, it'd be really nice if they could be really pushing and promoting your cards for sales, and if you could be not only raising money for them but also making money for your business at the same time through, you know, so that you're not the only one marketing these, but their whole big scope of people is marketing it too. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that is a possibility. That is definitely a possibility. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, ladies. And anything, the last thing I will ask before wrapping up the call then is, what we talked about last month was really focusing on the 15 minutes of calls and getting that to fit in with our life and thinking about it, even if it's just one call a day as opposed to 15 minutes, just every day keeping that momentum and reaching out and doing some sort of call. And what we're going to build on it next month with is that the next workshop we're going to talk about adding the supporting pieces that go with that. So coming up with a script, coming up with an email that you send out afterwards, coming up with the supportive materials for those regular phone calls so that it becomes easier and more manageable. So, and we'll talk at that point about challenges that have been there and what people have been doing. So any challenges that are coming up that anyone wants to talk about or any things that have made it easier to do that people wanted to share?
No, not for me.
I've been doing it, I guess is what I'm saying, is I've been scheduling the time and it might not – I'm basically using the list. I'm still not using Trello. I'm going to be honest, but I'm still
That's
just using
right.
the to-do list, but I have, like, now, like, a list. I, like you said to do, though, regardless of the program you use, a list of people I need to call, so it's on top of mind.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting there, excuse me, every 2 minutes, you know, I have, like, a few minutes, set myself looking at the list. Sorry, tickling my throat. So anyway, that's been helping me a little bit.
Good. That's awesome. And Stacey, I saw you had a question about relating that to follow-ups from your sales and stuff, right? And it seemed like the feedback Karen had given you was that would be a good thing to do.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. Now we can.
Okay, my phone was acting weird. What was the question again?
I said with the phone calls, like you had mentioned incorporating your phone calls with follow-ups from sales and asking if that would be a good idea. And Karen had said she thought it would, and I had said same.
Yeah.
Have you been trying that? How's it been going?
I have not been trying it. I've been thinking about trying it. I have not been trying it for no good reason other than just haven't started to do that yet. But I do think it's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, no shame in any of this, you guys. This is real, you know, and I appreciate your honesty because life does get in the way, and that's okay. I told you guys when we were there.
I'm a fail on the phone call, so I'll be honest and say I'm a fail on that right now.
That's okay. That's okay. It's not a fail. It's a, I haven't started yet, and that's okay. It's not a, there is no failure. You know, the things will happen, and it, and that will be, there'll be a time where you can focus on that and start moving that forward. Right now, you're focusing on lots of other things, and that's okay. It's about building habits one bit at a time. And that's okay. And I love, like, you know, we heard Jess, she's got 3 new clients. She's been doing it. And that's part of the whole thing is we do it, that will happen. I myself, I've been, I don't like the word failing because it just, there hasn't been time. And I, you know, I was about to say, I've been failing the past week with it. But I just got done saying, I don't like using the word fail for it because it just, it hasn't been able to be in alignment with me right now. But when I get like that, I so see that my business stays stagnant. And when I pick up the phone, I'm at least calling one person a day. It doesn't. And that's when I have those feelings, like Jess said, I have 3 new clients. I have 3 new calls. And so the more that can become a habit, the more you guys will see those sorts of results coming. But you have to start building it when it makes sense. And it's okay if you haven't yet. So, and I, you guys might remember me sharing the example of what holds me back is not having the phone number, right? So the one phone, so I said, I try to take the picture, I put it in my Trello, I have it there with it, along with the name. So the person that happened with when I was using the example, I could have swore everything was all set with this person. And the person hasn't, I called, I left a message, they haven't called back again. So I went to call them the other day, and I'm like, oh, I really got to call. I go to pick up the phone. I don't have their phone number. The number's not in my phone. The number's not in Trello. I know I put it in there. I'm like, damn it, now I got to wait again until I get home and I get the damn business card. So this person still hasn't been called because of the same darn reason, even though I know I did it. Now I switched phones in the process. So, like, I don't know. Something must have happened when I switched phones. But I was like, you got to be kidding me. I gave this darn example, and now I still don't have this person's phone number to call, and I still can't call them. So anyway, the person, like, works for a school. So, like, if I would just look the number up online, I wouldn't find the number. It's, like, actually the person's cell phone number because school wasn't in session that I needed. But anyway, so it happens to all of us is my point. And because I will now have an extra hour in my day, I'm going to commit to you guys, and I'm going to go pull that card when I get off the phone. I'm going to finally make my phone call, my one phone call today if I do nothing else. So I'm going to commit that to you guys.
Well, you know, although I have not been making phone calls, I have been doing some follow-up. I am pretty much all caught up on thank you notes to, you know, for orders. I've sent some thank you notes to people who help with Eliminate Stand. I still have more to do. So I have been doing some follow-up, but just not the phone call follow-up.
That's awesome. Good. Very, very good. Very good. And Karen, you've been keeping in touch with people for your event next week. Right? Karen muted herself, I think.
You're talking about the book signing, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she muted herself, or I'm looking at the computer. But yeah, I know, even though Karen says she hasn't. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just realized I was muted. You know, I said this morning at the leads group and everything, I said, well, I'm not sure I'll be there next Thursday morning, but if I am, I'll probably be walking 2 feet off the ground.
Yes, exactly. But I know, like, you're expecting lots of people, and so you may not have been making actual phone calls, but you've been keeping momentum and keeping in contact with people, too. So it's all about 2 steps forward, you know, that's really just keep taking 1 step and then the next step and the next step. And you guys are all doing that, and I'm so proud of you. So the last thing to wrap it up, as I was talking, I remembered I should touch base with you guys on what I decided. And I think you were all the ones who I was having this conversation with. So where I've landed on guests, I did do some thinking after all of your suggestions, and I think I am going to let them go ahead and pay. And what I'm going to do is you guys will have, and if anybody told anyone different for September, I don't care about September. So if you have people coming in September for free, I do not care. September, I won't be doing a promoted event that actually costs money. And I have, before I made this decision, I invited two people who said they're going to come as guests and told them they could come for free. So if you guys told anybody that for September, not a problem. Let them come. They can come for free. I will have a registration link that they can register. And I want to print up like tiny little certificates that you guys can hand to people too and say, here, come as my guest. Here's a 50% off ticket so that you can come for one starting in October. And what I will be doing in October, probably November and December as well, because I think those will be good months and I have good topics, but the workshops will be $49 if someone wants to come for the afternoon just for the workshop. So what you guys will give your guest is a 50% off coupon from the workshop. So you'll be able to say, Michelle's workshop's $49, but as a client, I have a 50% off coupon, and you can use that and come as a guest. And for those who are coming as a guest, we ask you to come the whole day because really the most fun part is the morning. And you get to be there. You get to observe us masterminding and give your thoughts and ideas. People see what a great, idea person you are, and you can help people out and get to meet them, and lunch is included. And then the people who come for the afternoon to the workshop for the $49, lunch may or may not be included. I haven't figured that out yet. Probably will, just for simplicity's sake. Just have it there. But what we're probably going to do is I'm going to try to start breaking around 12 so we can do lunch from 12 to 12:30. Or we may even break at 11:30 and have you guys lunch and then continue masterminding so that when people come later, there's really no disruption during the masterminding. But So pretty much it's consistent with what you guys were saying. Like, if a guest comes, have them come the whole day. I really think when Cindy came the other day, she just came for the afternoon. She would have had, and I believe she still plans on joining the coaching club at some point, but I think she would have had a much better experience if she had been there the whole day, like you guys were saying. So I think there definitely is value to that. And then if it's 50% off, that's definitely covering my materials, covering food and all of that. If they're, especially if there's a lot of people there, and 50% off, I think seems enticing. And it gets them to be able to, if they can't invest that $25 for the initial thing, how are they going to be able to pay monthly? You know, so it gets them to put some skin in the game. So anyone have any contrary to thoughts to that they want me to consider, or what do you guys think?
Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome. The only other caveat, and I think I might have shared this last time, but if someone's been in the program before, so like Michelle Donnett or Jen Bogaisky, Beth, I do allow them to come for the whole day, and that would be for any of you who would be continuing past your 6 months too, but they can come for the whole day. And they can pay half of that $125 a month. So they can pay $65 and be able to just do the mastermind and workshop, and then they don't do the rest of the program. And so if you ever happen to see some of them coming and they're actually participating in the mastermind, that would be why, because they've been in the program before. So that's the only...
$165 divided by what?
What was that?
What you said is 50% off, and what's the 50% off of? What's the original price?
Oh, for a guest?
Yeah.
Of $49.
And that's for the whole day? No, not for a guest. No, for somebody who's been in the program before.
Oh, for somebody who's been in the program.
If you're like auditing it.
Yeah, someone who's been in the program before that's just coming to the once a month mastermind and workshop, it's $65.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
$65.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, I'm sorry, ladies. I have got to go. I know I was the last one on and I have to jump off. But I will see you all on the first, I think, is the first.
Yes.
Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. And we're actually done. So, yeah. If anyone has any other thoughts,
thank you.
That just let me know. Have a great rest of your week, you guys.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.